John Boy. Let's run it. Special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a preview of whether or not any information that you can get from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. You know what it is, Z. You know that DZ. You're welcome. And this week, we continuing on with what we've been doing for the entire Black Women's Appreciation Month of May. Celebrating and continuing to show how much we appreciate the black woman. You face me? So that's what we doing. That's what we is. That's where we at. This week, we only profiled three women. So I'm going to read you all three of those profiles just like we've been doing. We're going to get out here a little bit earlier today. As always, Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync. That's PacSync.org. PacSync.org. Go ahead over to the website. Leave a comment. Leave a review. Make a donation. Become a member, tell a friend to tell a friend, take a survey, read the books, do whatever you can to support them because they're doing whatever they can to support you. You know what it is. So, like I said, without further ado, we're going to bring to you these women that we continue to celebrate. Make sure that as many times as you can in this Black Women's Celebration Month of May, you take the time to let a black woman know that you appreciate her for being her. Let's get it. So on May 17th, we put our spotlight on Dr. Sharice Nicole. Now, she's a native of Orlando, Florida, a graduate of Florida A&M College of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences. She serves in several capacities. She's a God chaser, mother, sibling, healthcare professional, speaker, and most notably an entrepreneur. She is the founder and creative director of the Style Av Agency, where she specializes in styling personal shopping for busy professionals looking to turn heads at their next big life event. Closet makeovers, virtual stylings, and so much more is what she has her hands in. Now, Doc was born on March 21st, 1985. She is a dynamic, trailblazing millennial. I got caught up because I said March 21st, 1985. I was like, wait, I was born in March. But I was born before her because she's born March 21st. I was born March 17th, so I'm older than her. Yeah, these jits out here, man, they just, you know. Anyways. On the verge of completing her first motivational, inspirational book, you can catch her around the city of Jacksonville speaking to the students at Duval County Public Schools about financial literacy through junior achievement. She also gives a scholarship each year in the month of May entitled the Janice Denise Scholarship in honor and memory of her late mother, Janice Denise Heck Brown. Life with Dot didn't begin as a fairy tale. A victim of sexual abuse in a drug-infested environment, an absentee father, the death of a parent, and a divorcee, Sharice believed in order to change the course of her future, she had to detach her mind and heart from her past. Destined by society standards to be a product of her environment and the statistic, Dot decided that settling was not an option. Married at the age of 18, motherless at 19, a mother at 24, divorced at 27, she knew that if she didn't proceed with full force into her next chapter, that she would find herself stuck in mediocrity. August of 2013, Sharice quit her 10-year relationship with Florida Blue and began a journey that would soon become the leading resource for many of her victories. After four long, turbulent, tumultuous, yet life-changing years in pharmacy school, 2017, Sharice graduated with a Doctor of Pharmacy degree from FAMU College of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences. She is a registered full-time healthcare professional as well as a full-time mother and entrepreneur. She founded the Style Ave Agency, an enterprise soon franchise that caters to the extraordinary woman or man personal fashion desires. This is only the beginning. Charisse is nowhere near finished. And over here at the Freedom Train, we are going to be watching Dr. Charisse Nicole do her thing, supporting her in any way we can, and we always available for anything that she needs. And like always, like we always going to say at the end of each one of these profiles, you can find more information about Charisse on the Freedom Train website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. Shout out to you, Ms. Nicole. Wish the best for you. Keep moving forward and keep doing your dizzy. You dizzy me. So on March 18th, 2019, we put the spotlight on Mrs. E. Marie Sissel. Now, E. Marie Sissel is currently the Chief Operating Officer of Frenchtown Coalition for the Arts and Executive Director of SoMo Playhouse in Tallahassee, Florida. With over 25 years in the entertainment field, she started her own theater, Midtown Enrichment Corp, in 2014. Sissel, along with her husband, Noble Sissel III, are coming from a family of performers that produced the first all-black musical revue on Broadway in the 1920s Shuffle Along. The video, and there's a video here, and the links below it, are combining unseen period footage with original scores from that era. Syncopated Ragtime tells the story of Noble Sissel's incredible life journey that spans the Harlem hellfires of World War I, Broadway theater, the Civil Rights Movement, and decades of black cultural production. Now, if you want to know more and if you want to see the video, you should go to the Freedom Train website, click on Black Women Celebration Month of May 2019, and you'll see Mrs. E. Marie Sissel there. And the video is right there. You can watch it. You can see the links. You can check that out. You can leave a comment. You can give her a shout out. Because that's what we're doing on this show right here, right now. We are giving you a shout out and your entire family a shout out. Because all of y'all seem to be some amazingly cool people. So, keep doing what you does. And we appreciate you for being you. Ararata. So next up, and the last profile that we're going to cover today, is Miss Sonya Dunbar. Now, Mrs. Sonya Dunbar, also known as the Geriatric Tooth Fairy, is a registered dental hygienist and has over 25 years of dental experience in private practice, skilled nursing facilities, academia, and marketing, and has proudly served her country in the United States Navy. For the last 16 years, she's worked in long-term care facilities, both as a dental hygienist providing clinical treatment and as a staff trainer providing in-services and hands-on training to the staff. And we cannot forget her very entertaining seminars packed with valuable information on geriatric oral care. The experience has afforded her the opportunity to learn the concerns, desires, needs, and expectations of patients and their families, as well as those of facility staff and administration. Her experience also created a desire in her to do things better to improve the quality of care and level of customer service provided to residents, staff, and administration of long-term care facilities. And there is more information here about the Geriatric Tooth Fairy, including access to her email, some abstract about some of her programs, information about her book, so on and so forth. And we need more people actually that are talking about more black oral healthcare professionals, because our teeth, especially the kids, they are jacked. So, you know, definitely shout out to you, Mrs. Sonya Dunbar. Appreciate everything you do. Keep doing it. And recruiting, and we need to get more people doing it. Because just like mental health is a concern, dental health is a concern. And we don't seem to be paying too much attention to either. And even though mental health is taking more of a center stage, dental health is still not. I can't, you know, the first time I went to the dentist, I was in the military, so I was an adult. Like, I don't think I ever went to the dentist throughout my entire childhood, which was cool because, you know, we, my family is lucky enough that we naturally have decent teeth. So I've never had any cavities or anything like that. But, you know, you still just think about how bad that is, that I did not get a chance to go to the dentist for various different reasons until I was an adult in the military. So we definitely need more people on that front. So, Mrs. Sonia Dunbar, we thank you for all that you're doing. Big shout outs. Y'all go check her out. Show us some love. We appreciate you. And that's going to wrap us up for this week of Lessons from the Screen. Remember, it's the month of May. Take some time to go tell a friend, to go tell a loved one, go tell some random black lady you see on the street that you appreciate her for being her, because that's what we're doing during this month of May on the Freedom Train Network, and that's what you should do during this month of May in your own personal life. This is Patrick Irvin. I'll catch you next week on the next episode of Lessons from the One Strong Song. Well, you know what I'm saying. Right. It's a special time to give a special group applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you, that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Stands all here high because we need you. I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents or Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to see you a notification saying hi. You should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, we appreciate you. We'll see you next week. This is Freedom Train Network Presents Lessons from the Screen.